And a happy March 18th, Friday again here live. I'm coming to you live outside of Victory Gym in Brownstown, Michigan. Happy to be here for the finals of the Horse Slam Cup. Needless to say, yes, this is Darren McCarty, four-time Stanley Cup champion, talking about his wrestling love and being downstate. But yeah, we got a doozy. I'm going to miss the best match going early on, but I'd rather do that being with you people and saying that out there to everybody who's listening here on AM 760 WJR, joined every week by my buddy Shawnee Belegian. Shawnee B, how you been, bro? Because I've been thinking about you for the last few days because the weather's been so nice, and I know I always end the segments on Friday with what's in the grill and what's in the microwave. And I'm going to just prepare you to extend it because I want the week we had leading into, because that we could talk about, am I wrong or am I right on it as far as you took advantage of the weather turn this week?
Oh, heck yeah. You know, and we're planning the big one coming up April 30th. So we've been taking our practice.
Yeah, the one
round.
Dortch ain't going to be at.
Yeah, Dortch isn't going to be there. And that's, you know, that's too bad. He doesn't want anything to do with me, and that's fine. But, you know, this is one of those things, Mac. You're absolutely right.
Selfish.
It was, I fired up the Weber a couple different times. I did some burgers and dogs, the traditional fare. I did a rack of ribs.
Dogs.
I did some pulled pork. I did some wings. So it really, it's been going. There's no doubt about it. It's been going.
I love it. I love it. There, that's Shawnee Belegian telling you what a little bit it had. That gives me questions for later on how it was delivered. Eric Dortch joining us from the wonderful confines of WJR, along with our esteemed Brandon Blake, I assume. Is Brandon still there?
Oh, yeah.
I was
here.
Talking to him earlier.
Hello. How are you?
I love it. Good. Oh, by the way, everybody out there in WJR land, it's going to be Sparty on time at 8:30, but until then, you have us, extended listenership.
Yeah.
And saying that, let me preview what's coming up. After the 7:15 break, we're going to go back a little bit, and something that's near and dear to my heart, and I love it when other athletes, especially in this town, former Lion LeGarrette Blount has CBD products we're talking about that he's getting out there to everybody. You know, we'll chit chat, but for the last, half hour, the special segment, we are going to bring our boy Scott Bischoff in, talk about what is going on, wildly deep dive into the NFL, and then talk about some draft stuff. So we got an action packed 90 minutes. It's an honor to be here with everybody out there. Sean, I wanted to start out before, because this is important, and I'm going to start with the Tigers because they're back. And last time we aired, things we weren't sure. Where were we at last Friday?
It wasn't looking good, man. You know, I obviously we had Friday off because of the Spartan game, but you're absolutely right. The last time we were on the air, it wasn't looking good. And you know, thankfully, cooler heads prevailed, and they're going to get the season in. And, you know, Mac, especially, like, with the weather being the way it's been the last couple of days, man, I can't wait to get out there. I'm going to have a wait-and-see approach with the Tigers. I think they're competitive now. That's a good thing. But there's a big difference between being competitive and being a playoff-caliber team. Let's wait and see how it progresses. But right now, man, hope springs eternal.
Yeah, but that doesn't even matter, Sean, does it?
No, not right now.
That the cool thing is, did you see today, Riley Green at bat, first at bat, takes 1 yard. That swing is so silky smooth, and I don't know how the game ended because it doesn't matter at this point. But the fact that the boys are out there, the fact, I guess, you know, the segue into it is the segue that I'm trying to hit is that hopefully things can change, just like the fact that it was not looking like we might have a season in baseball to the fact that we're got spring training started to maybe other things in the world that really matter other than the sport, than what we're talking about. We're just trying to take a vacation from it, but I think that we have to be responsible and to know, and thoughts and prayers to everybody involved. But, you know, baseball season really strikes it off, Sean, and the fact that they're down there in spring training, and then it forces you to look at it. What did you take from Miguel Cabrera's comments when they asked him, you know, about Torkelson agreeing and wanting to be there, and then about playing DH? Because here's my, if I'm going to give it one word, I saw engaged. Yeah. That's the first time I've seen Miguel, not the first time I've seen Miguel Cabrera engaged, first time I've seen him engaged on being designated hitter.
Absolutely. I mean, look, he wants to extend this as long as he can. I mean, for not only the reasons for playing, but to get the contract. I mean, and it's full. The guy wants to keep playing, and, you know, let's hope that he can stay healthy. I think that will help keep him healthy. But, Mac, I mean, that's what's exciting about this. We're finally going to see that which we've been talking about. And, you know, there have been so many players in the last few years. We've heard their names. Some of the guys we've seen, and we weren't too impressed. Some of the guys we are left saying, okay, we want more. Hopefully this is a situation where we start to see more of these names kind of show up in the Tiger lineup.
Well, isn't it nice? So, and you see Miggy's motivation. I saw it last year, that sort of AJ Hinch. You know, I saw him get convinced that AJ Hinch could make a difference, and there was things coming. Now I think Miggy sees, not only last year, it might have been the pitchers, right, where he saw, okay, something's coming, because he looks, if another word I would say, re-energized, like re-engaged to the process. And maybe sometimes in thinking, you don't know what the baseball players are thinking. I know what I thought going through both lockouts that I did with the NHL. The first one is I didn't think it would go that long, and the second one I didn't think it would go that long. Right. The first one went half the season. The second one missed the whole season. Right. So maybe it's one of those things of gratitude to understand that, hey, the youth, you know, maybe the Datsuks and the Zetterbergs coming in revitalizes, you know, the older guys a little bit to do it a little bit more.
No, I think you're right. And, you know, it is exciting when you mention some of those names. And let's not forget some of the guys that we've seen already. You know, is there another gear for Casey Mize? Casey Mize had moments of, all right, you know, Manning. Is there more to Manning? So, I mean, that's what's so intriguing about this year. I mean, we're going to have so many things to keep an eye on. Unless we forget, there's a pretty darn powerful team in this division, and the fact that they start with the White Sox this year, Mac, is exciting to me. Let's see where the Tigers match up, because the White Sox are still silly good.
And how about just touching on the rest of some of the moves that they've made? I like the move that they made for Andrew Chaff in the left-hander. Isn't that – because and I don't want to get too like intricate, but that is just such, if you play any sort of video game or anything, and that asset that you can't never get because it either costs too much in the game or whatever else, it's too hard to get through. They just got that piece, because that's a piece that all championship teams, and it's not a noticeable piece, because unless you're a real, what do you say, a savant of the sport, you wouldn't really pick it up. But the shopping was such a huge signing to me.
He's been outstanding the last couple of years. There's no other way to put it. You know, maybe he figured something out. He's still only 31 years old. But if you look at his numbers, what he did with the Cubs and you know, to me, in 2020 was a big step in the right direction. 2021, split time between the Cubs and the A's, he was outstanding last year. Make no mistake about it. So I'm with you. I liked that signing a lot.
No, I like that too. I like that too. What else I like is winners and people who are champions of the plant, and when you make them also athletes. And I feel like even though I don't know them, I know them. What am I talking about? I'm talking about former Detroit Lion LeGarrette Blount. When we come back, we are going to talk to him about his CBD products. We are going to compare CBD products. I'm so excited. I'm going to educate some people out there, especially Sean. So when we come back, and I thank you for joining me here, on a Friday, we will talk to former Detroit Line LeGarrette Blount. It is an absolutely an honor and a pleasure to introduce my next guest, three Super Bowl winning champion, two with the Pats, one with the Eagles, played with our Lions back in 2018. You may know him as number 29. LeGarrette Blount, how are you, my friend? Welcome to this Friday on the Darren McCarty Show.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you guys for having me on.
No worries, man. We haven't met in person, but I feel like I know you, and I want to get right to it because it's my show and I started up. But let's talk about LeGarrette CBD products, something that you've created at LGS with Feel Good and stuff like this. So explain to everybody about how you, like I did with the Darren McCarty brand, realized it was about giving back to not only the people but also to us guys, so we didn't have to go through the pain again that we went through.
Man, I got to this just by, you mean, you kind of hit it right on the head, man. Just making people feel better, just knowing that there's just so many alternative ways to deal with pain and to deal with any kind of mental health, to deal with any kind of bad sleeping patterns and things like that. There's just so many different ways to deal with it, but I think the healthiest way to deal with it is with CBD. My products are 100% all natural and all organic. They're 100% THC free. So it's a CBD isolate. This has no THC involved in it whatsoever. It's all CBD isolate. The style rollerball and the patches are hands down. You know, obviously you have a preference with that, with those. If you want to get your hands messy and rub it on, or if you want to just rub it on with the rollerball, or, you know, throw the patch on and just go on about your day. You know, by the way, my patch has transdermal technology in it, and it lasts 24 to 36 hours. So if you put a pain patch on your back or your leg or your arm and you get punched in the face, it's going to send the CBD medicine to those pain receptors in your face and help your face feel better. but this is definitely, I think this is 100% definitely the healthiest route to go when dealing with those things.
I liked what you said, is you said the option and also the fact that it is the, so everybody, I always say, hey, I always try to tell everybody THC is the doorman, not the devil, but they don't need to go that way. But at lgsfeelgood.com, they can go no matter where they are and order your product, and it could be delivered to their house or whatever. Like, this is for everybody. And I think what sometimes people don't understand, it's finding something and an option that works for them. The big thing that looking through what your product does, and you look at from anything mental, but the sleep, right? Unhealthy sleep patterns, you call it. I have CBN and CBD crossed in the Darren McCarty brand, right? Specifically, to combat sleep, because for me, I was an insomniac. My question to you, LeGarrette, is what got you to this point? Was it something that happened in your career? And because it takes, you know, something, to stand out in front of things and to be able to come out and go, hey, I believe in this, and to stand out, like you do. I'm right there with you, but what was it with you?
What stood out to me and what made me want to, you know, jump into this is the fact that I deal with that stuff. You know, I deal with the pain, the knees, the backs, the shoulders, the neck, you know, the arm, the elbows. I mean, you name it. I deal with all this stuff, and my products are what helped me the most. out of everything that I've tried, whenever I started dealing with the soreness and the aches and pains and feeling like I probably need to get some stuff surgically repaired and things like that, you know, this kind of got me on the right track, because, you know, I was going to be end up being one of those guys that's be like, you know what, F it. I mean, I'll go to the doctor and give me some, you know, whatever kind of pills to deal with the pain. But that's just not the best way to deal with it. It's not healthy. It's doing nothing but damaging your body, and it just doesn't pan out well, you know. And I think that I think in the long run, 5-10 years from now, when people have liver problems and stomach problems and all these different kind of problems with your health, you're not going to look back and say, oh, snap, maybe it was from me taking these 3 or 4 different pills for 5 years straight. You know, you're not going to think that. You know, you're going to think, oh, I ate something bad, or, you know, oh, damn, somebody done got me sick, or, you know, whatever it is. Oh, this is a medical condition like that I've been had that I just found out. Like, no. Like, you know, a lot of guys think that way, though, and that's not the way to think, because you got to understand, you got to know that you're harming your body. The more and more pills and stuff that you put into it, you're harming it more and more. So
Sean, who's he sound like?
You. Right. It's amazing. 4 Stanley Cups for Darren McCarty, 3 Super Bowls for LeGarrette Blount. You guys sound like twins. I'm telling you, LeGarrette.
It's almost like you and I are brothers from another mother. But we put your name on it, bro. You put your name on it. You believe in it. It works for you every step of the way. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, do you still follow the NFL? And, like, obviously, do you follow, like, the Lions at all? People probably want to know. I want to know.
I don't follow the Lions per se, but I follow football heavily, you know, and yet that, you know, that entails the Lions, you know, but I just, up to what extent do I really pay attention to those guys, you know?
LeGarrette, here's a situation. I mean, a guy like you come into the league, you're undrafted. 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. For people out there that don't know, 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. I mean,
winner.
Has enough time passed where you sit back and go, man, that was cool? I mean, what's your take on that looking back now?
Man, I mean, it depends. So you're saying what my take is on what again? Because I missed.
Yeah, winning the 3 Super Bowls in 4 years for you. I mean, you come into the league undrafted. Then you go to the Patriots, you have success there. You go to the Eagles. You know, do you look back now and just go, man, living the dream?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%, man. You got to – I mean, you got to look at it like that. You know, I don't – coming from where I came from, man, this is a dream come true. Being able to be here and being able to, you know, look back at everything I've done over the course of my career and everything that I've been through over the course of my career, it makes you fulfilled. That's what I should say. It's a fulfilling feeling knowing that you had your back against the wall. You had so much, you had so many things going against you, like growing up and getting older and stuff like that. And then that got to the point to where obviously you feel like there is, you know, a chance for you to make it, you know, and when I got that feeling, and obviously when I did make it, just all the people that hated on me and talked crap about me and said I'd never be nothing and never amount to anything and, you know, go do this and go do that, you know, and you got to think about it for a kid that's 18, at the time, 16, 17, you know, 15, 16, 17, or whatever years old, I mean, even through those years, I'm hearing, and these are people that you are taught to respect, you know, teachers, principals, deans, coaches, you know, telling me you're never going to amount to anything, bro. It's just this, that, and the other. That fueled me. I don't think they understood that, but I needed it.
I think my last name's Blount. You know, I mean, like, seriously, like the hate shot. Who is this sound like me talking about? Is that, you know, the haters made me, man. Haters fuel my jets, bro. You tell me I can't do it. Oh, I decide what I can do. I can't do. Anyways, dude, tell us a little bit about more about what people expect when they go on lgsfeelgood.com.
Man, you're going to expect to see, you know, my opinion, the best CBD company in the country. I think that I, especially with the sleep gummies and the anxiety drops, if you're dealing with any kind of bad sleeping habits, any kind of anxiety, any kind of, you know, not being able to sleep or stay awake because your mind keeps going. My tinctures and my salve, man, they work hand in hand together. There, man. I know you got your own CBD company, bro, but let me send you a care pack, bro. I mean, I'll take a care pack of yours. I'm open to trying whatever. You know what I'm saying? So definitely let me send you a care pack.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We'll swap it just to check it out. And that's what, see, you and I are so similar. It's like, this is what works for me. Right. I tell everybody, as I come from alcoholism and this plant saved my life. So now I will protect it harder than I'll protect, the team that I love the most. And we all know, I do that. You played in Detroit. So, you know, you might have heard about, you know, March 26 or, you know, some, the way it used to go down sometimes at the hockey rink down around the corner, you know.
Right.
So I don't know. Did you make it to any hockey games when you're in Detroit when you played here?
I didn't. I didn't get no invites or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
I was retired, way retired from then. Sorry, bro.
Yeah,
they changed it, but we're good.
I can get you into a Detroit Lions game still though. They got respect on my name out there.
Hey, Mac, that's another thing you guys have in common. I'm serious, and I'm not kissing LeGarrette's behind. You guys were both great to talk to, great with the media, gave everybody a quote. You knew if you wanted a good quote, you go talk to LeGarrette, you go talk to Darren McCarty.
That's the best compliment, I think, coming from you media guys, even though now my former teammates that I protect my life, his life, whatever, like this, Chris Draper, who's part of the team. I ask him about the Red Wings these days. He says, bro, I can't tell you, you're media. So I never consider myself media and stuff, but I think that's a pretty good, yeah, no, I know, right? Like, come on, man. The boys
you're
are
media,
harsh
bro.
On me.
Media,
trust
bro.
Me. That's it. I'm media, bro. And you know what? It's a good thing because that's where you come to when you need to know that LGS feel good. .com has all of LeGarrette's CBD products for anything in the mental health, pain, injuries, sleep, what, you know, nanotechnology.
Right,
it works
right
for him the best. Just, hey. So how about give the people out there, are you on the social media where they can check stuff out?
Hey, you can check it out at lgsfeelgood.com. It's called lgsfeelgood.com. You can find it. You can check it out on there. You can go to my social. You can go to my social at l_blunt29, or you can go to, you know, my Twitter, lg_blunt, and the links are in all those bios. So make sure y'all check it out. Make sure y'all check it out. You'll be really impressed.
Well, I will definitely exchange information, bro, and I can't wait to run into you in person. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you, you know, spreading the love. It's almost like, you know, putting the band together now that it doesn't matter where we played, because we got a little bit of inside, because, and especially guys like you and I, we played on the inside, right? There wasn't, I mean, I always knew that short yardage, give it to LeGarrette Blount. There we go. So thanks for joining us, bro. Appreciate your time. You going to get it every time. 2-9. All right, bro. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
That's LeGarrette. You got it, my man. LeGarrette Blount, the guy. Check him out. LGSfeelgood.com. All his CBD products that ship everywhere in the world. That's the greatest part about the CBD products. and everything. Sean, did you learn something in that segment, sir?
Yeah, you know what, Mac? I've always told you this, and I would say the same thing to LeGarrette. I never had a horse in the race. I never, the debate, the stigma, all that stuff, it didn't affect me. I didn't care. But I'll tell you this, when I hear from guys like you, and when I hear from guys like LeGarrette and some guys whose names I won't mention, if it's helping people's lives, I'm all for it. It's making you feel better? Is it something that's helping you day to day? And in your case, saving your life? Okay, cool. Let's roll. You know, I mean, that's the way I look at it. So good for you.
To each their own, yep. and you're a good person, and you know what? It's about the option. That's why I love that, what he said coming out. Anyways, when we come back here on the Darren McCarty Show, thanks for joining us here on AM 760 WJR on this Friday night. We'll talk a little hockey. Shout out to Ned, Alex Nedeljkovic, for the shout out last night, and probably his best performance of the season, and back on track. Are they not? Did it matter? I'll ask my co-host, Sean Belegian. Anyways, thanks for joining us here, Darren McCarty Show, AM 760 WJR. Oh, welcome back here on a Friday, March 18th. Thank you to our guest, LeGarrette Blount. Holy cow, brothers from somewhere else, Sean. That was awesome. And you know what? That's why the message of options and choice and whatever he's doing. And that's the biggest thing with the CBD. It's not about, don't worry about the THC and anything like that. Get your body right. Get your health right. Get your mind right. Know that you have an option. There's two former athletes that play in the city of Detroit, whether it's me, Darren McCarty, might have something that works for him, or LeGarrette Blount, who's a football player, if that is what you choose. So we're going to keep her going. We're going to keep her hot and heavy because this is March Madness, baby, with Michigan winning yesterday and State going to tip off after we're done here at 8:30. Yes, we are going to plow through the 8 o'clock hour. Have Scott Bischoff, our budding best of best that I know around, friend of the show, at NFL draft, scouting and stuff like that. So we're going to talk NFL and pile lines and everything going on there for everybody else. But it's Friday. Let's get to it. It's time to keep this motor going, staying positive. Greg and Shelby, how are you, my friend?
Warriors. Dreams are immortal. They go beyond time and space. They will lift up your spirit to a new higher place. D-Mac, Shawnee B, and the All-Star crew, I'm feeling fantastic.
Ooh,
yeah. Hey, real quick.
Awesome. Me too, bro.
Thank you. Real quick. Bullfrogs, my buddy Kevin Dittmore brought it up. You, Sergey Fedorov, Kid Rock, Bullfrogs, partying. I might have been there. Do you remember it?
I was there. Yeah, that was like 98, 99.
Oh my God!
Probably
a hell of I can't believe it was awesome.
Yeah,
you little stinker. I'm proud of you.
I love it. What do you think with the Sparties? How do you think the Sparties chance? You saw Michigan got through the Wolverines there. They did it. They scared everybody a little bit, maybe in the first half, but got her done. Do you think the Spartans can get her done against Davison?
Of course, D-Mac. We've got Tom Izzo, a warrior.
Oh, that's what it is. You know what? You cannot forget.
Yes.
You cannot forget. But he doesn't travel with the Izzo, so he's going to be a little bit down. But we'll see what can happen. But all right, Greg.
Love
you. You have a great weekend, man. Thanks
you
for
too.
Checking in.
Thank
for
you.
For the inspiration. We love you too, brother. All right. Got there it is. Best Dortch of all time. If you can opt that, please email Eric Dortch. How do you spell it? I don't know. It's a lot of O's and R's and S and the T or whatever else. Going on. Sean, let's talk a little bit about the Sparties. What do you think? They get it done. You know, yesterday's Wolverines scared a little bit in the first, but you could tell the tide was turning near half. Like, I felt at halftime, like going into halftime of the Wolverine game, the tides were turning. Michigan was going to come out and beat Colorado State, because you could see the adjustments were being made. But what about Michigan State? How do you feel about them?
I think it's going to be a tight game. I mean, they've been getting tremendous guard play. Bigs obviously have been causing Michigan State a lot of problems this year, but obviously Davidson has some pretty good guard play, especially a guy that we know a little bit around here from Clarkson, of course, former Spartan as well. I think it's going to be tight. I think Spartans by a few. And going back to yesterday, you're absolutely right. It was funny when they took that timeout. What was it, about 4 or 5 minutes to go in the first half? And, you know, Juwan seemed totally calm. He just said, hey, I got to get these guys organized. He did. You saw their shot selection was so much better. They cut into that lead and then really took over in the first part of that second half and won going away. So it'd be great for these guys both to advance into the round of 32, and they would both have tough matchups, presumably, you know, Michigan State, Duke, and obviously Tennessee for Michigan. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see the game tonight. And, of course, you can hear it right here in about 45 minutes, starting with the pregame show on your home for the Spartan 760 WJR.
Hey, and you know what, Sean, to your point, you know what I saw? I remember earlier I was talking about Miguel Cabrera being engaged. In that interview, I saw engaged Juwan Howard. That's why maybe there's something. It's like, and I was talking about it earlier to Neil and saying that, you know what, I wouldn't care about the game. You know, I think Tennessee's going to blow them out, but there's something different. I'm going to tune into that game, you know, tomorrow. When we come back, we're going to talk some Red Wings. I just want to pick Sean's brain because it's hockey talk time. Before we're joined at the top of the hour, because we got an extra half hour by our buddy Scott Bischoff. So thanks for joining us here on a Friday night, Darren McCarty's show, M760 WJR. You can listen to Odyssey, the rewind for the WJR interview with LeGarrette Blount and talking about his LGS, feelgood.com. Talking about LeGarrette CBD products, educating us about stuff that works and it can work for you because it ships all over the world. It's the medicine that is, if you have an option, and just like me, for if you, somebody who you saw might know about pain, and you can use the same thing that worked for them, might work, might not. But if you're at that point, why don't you have the option like the athletes and everything else? So I commend them about all that stuff. And right now, so before join us at the top of the hour after we check off here in a few minutes. What's this about, Brandon? I got an update. What about the brackets? Real quick.
I may or may not have had Kentucky to win it all.
Hey, that makes two of us.
Hey, okay, smart guys think alike.
Not really.
I don't know.
Can I just say I'm doing well with my individual bets throughout March. So
well, that's, hey, you know what? No one asked you about that one, but we just learned. See, me and LeGarrette Blount, we're brothers from another mother, and you guys, and we learned Sean Bleagin, is the father of Brandon Blake or something like that. You put it two and two together. They're related.
Do kind of look alike.
Sean, so there you go. Keep your mouth shut there with your patch in the background that I could see because we are broadcast on studio. But Sean, talk about the barbecue.
Looking forward to it again, and
what are you going this weekend?
No, looking forward to it, Mac. Like Blake, I had 2 12s and an 11 win yesterday, and then I ripped my bracket to pieces because I had Kentucky. So I started thinking about the barbecue.
2 12s.
We're a month and a half away, and I don't think you guys understand how much planning has to go into it. So me and my boy Mike, you guys know Barbecue Mike. We actually got together yesterday, and we're planning some things out. So got a little corned beef from our friends at Wiggly's that we're going to do, and got a big old prime brisket, two different Boston butts, that pork shoulder for the pulled pork, and we're going to have tons and tons and tons of ribs.
You know what you just told up about your friend Mike Hubbard is that his mother Hubbard, he has a mother Hubbard that went to the cupboard. So he actually lives a fairy tale, not only in the beef world, but into life. So that's the why. You don't have to explain it. We have to explain why. All right, who's cracking on the microwave? What do we got? Give it to me. You know I'm microwave liver.
I guess it would be me this week. Salad for the for tonight. Trying to eat a little healthy because I got a nice big corned beef that I'm going to cook on Sunday. So trying to eat a little healthy before I devour an entire like thing of corned beef.
Speaking of that, how was everybody's St. Patty's Day? Did anyone do anything extraordinary? See anything extraordinary? It was just nice to see people out enjoying themselves, having the option.
No, that's exactly, Mac, you nailed it. I couldn't tell you the last time I went out on St. Patrick's Day. I think, you know, in a former life when I worked at a bar, I soured on that a long time ago. So you know what? Nice to see people out. Go have a great time. Be responsible. I'm just going to chill out in my house. I'm fine. Thank you.
You know what? I always do that too. I do that, Mike. It's not that that's Mike Levitt. How do you pronounce his last name? Yeah, I get him and Dave mixed up a lot of the time. So, but Dave's got the Mother Hubbard. So there you go. Anyways, I always knew that. Just like the Dorks. George, were you jealous at all about the weather? Like thinking, itches to golf?
I went golfing yesterday. I went and played golf yesterday. Played a nice 18. God.
You did? How was it?
It was great. No, actually, it wasn't that bad. It was the greens were nice and soft, so I was able to hit some good shots. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, the music's playing. Thanks for joining us here another Friday night. LGSfeelgood.com, LeGarrette Blount. Thank you for joining us. Stick around. We got some time to fill before the Sparty game here live at 8:30. We're going to talk to Scott Bischoff when we come back. So see you, not see you. Is that sort of the apropos thing to say right now, Sean, on this Friday night? Later. Bye. See you in a minute. Just kidding. Not really. Anyways, we'll see you in a few minutes after we pay some bills.
I-94 westbound at Woodward Avenue. An accident blocks the right lane. Wreckers are on scene. Traffic slow from about I-75. There is an accident on the I-96 westbound ramp to Novi Road and an earlier accident on the I-94 eastbound ramp to M-39 northbound has cleared. I'm Peggy Hodge, WJR Traffic and Weather First.
Well, quite a bit cooler into the top of the weekend forecast here. We're watching some rain showers on weather radar. They've been down to our south all day today. They're continuing to work up from the south, moving to the north and coming on in for the Saturday forecast. Low tonight, 47. Cooler Saturday, showers, low 50s, and then mid-30s Saturday night. Sunshine Sunday, a high of 60. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on News Talk 760 WJR.
From the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building, this is the Darren McCarty Show with Sean Baligian and Red Wings legend Darren McCarty on 760 WJR, where Detroit comes to talk.
Extra, extra. Read all about it on this Friday, March 18th. Mark it on the calendar, but we got an extra spot. But don't worry, guys. The spotlights are all honest. We're not going to do anything dumb with Dad's car this time. We're going to take it around the block with our seatbelts on at the same speed. And we're going to right jump into it. To the bonus edition of the Darren McCarty Show on this Friday night with our good friend and NFL expert, Scott Bischoff. How you doing, Scott, tonight on this Friday?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Where do you want to start? NFL, what's going on? Devontae Adams, Deshaun Jackson to the Browns, Baker Mayfield, where's he end up? You go, bro. What do you tell me what the most shocking thing was and bring it back with the line signing of DJ Chark?
Well, it's been a wild couple of days. I mean, the Adams thing, I find it fascinating that the Packers were willing to pay him more money, but he left anyway.
How has that worked out already?
It's crazy. I mean, he is an older receiver. I mean, he's sort of in his prime, but, 2 years ago, you could have said the same thing about Julio Jones, or 3 years ago, and the end comes quick for some of these guys. But, you look at the Raiders, that offense got significantly better. But they're going to, in that division, you need to load up, right? Like, the Broncos and the Chiefs, that's the Chargers. That's a loaded division. So I'm not saying it's a move the Raiders had to make, but you know, it's a smart move to get him back to his college quarterback and a guy that he does have a relationship with. You know, that was a good move, but you know, they paid a lot of money to him too. So it might be a great move for a couple of years. Maybe there's a 2-year window there. The Russell Wilson signing in Denver is super interesting for what it can do for Denver. You know, I look at a team like the Chargers. They've done some really nice things in free agency with cornerback from Patriots, J.C. Jackson, going there. Bringing back Mike Williams to pair with Justin Herbert because it worked. Going and getting Khalil Mack to pair opposite Joey Bosa. And then an underrated signing with Sebastian Joseph Day is a defensive tackle played for the Rams. So I kind of like what, you know, I know the Chiefs have been kind of quiet until the Juju Smith-Schuster signing today. But that's, you know, that division is just loaded. And back to, you know, the Lions, they did some, they signed a lot of their own guys. So I know what the argument's going to be. You know, it was a bad team last year. They won 3 games, you know, 3-13-1. So you're almost, it almost feels like they're running it back. But I think if we segment out the, you know, the Lions season into 2 different segments, the first half of the season was rough. Second half of the season, they looked significantly different. They were a very competitive team. I want to say they were, I think, 3-4-1 over the last 8 games in that range. So you brought back a bunch of your own guys. Realistically, you haven't done. It's one of the things I like about what Holmes has done is he has not put himself in a position where he's pushing contracts down the road into multiple years. And the only one that he's gone longer than 2 years is Tracy Walker. Right. And I mean, Tracy Walker's a piece. He's a building block piece for that defense. They need safeties. Everybody else is 1 year. They gave Khalif Raymond a 2-year deal. I don't know that there's going to be a lot of money tied to that. They gave Charles Harris a 2-year deal. He's kind of a reclamation project that they really got to work out for them last year. And then Josh Reynolds got a 2-year deal, which I think makes a lot of sense if you look at what Jared Goff looked like after they acquired him. And then fullback Jason Kabinda got a 2-year deal. So that's essentially what the Lions have done. They've added depth to their roster. They haven't extended themselves. And then you go out and you find a guy like DJ Chark, who wants to buy into your culture that you're building. We've talked about that. How difficult that is to do right away. His contract is super interesting to me. I think there is every sense that they're going to extend him. Just looking at that contract, they paid him 1 year. They guaranteed $10 million, just a little over $10 million. But they added void years on the end of his deal to soften his cap hit for this year. And it tells me that they have every expectation of trying to extend him. You know, whether that works or not is another story. But, you know, we're talking about a younger player, 6'3" plus, ran a 4. I want to say he ran 4.34 at 210 pounds. He is your backside X receiver in your offense. He's an outside guy with enough speed to dictate coverage, those kind of things. I know I'm rambling on, but I, you know, in the end with Chark, I think his presence on the field, even if he's not super productive catching passes, you know, I don't expect him to be an 80 catch, 1,000, you know, 1,200 yard guy. It's his presence on the field that opens up other parts of the field for guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown and TJ Hockenson and, you know, players like that. And we can't forget about Quintez Cephas. That's a whole other conversation. There's so many injuries they had last year, yep. And these guys are coming back. So the concept of, you know, they're just signing their own guys and running back a bad team, I think is a little bit overblown, with the exception that at some point in time they're going to have to sign some splash guys. They're going to have to bring in something more than just depth players to really get them over the top. Obviously, they're not doing it this year, but, you know, I mean, I think that's the next step for this team.
Scott Bischoff kindly joining us here, Darren McCarty Show, 760 WJR. You can follow him on Twitter, @Bischoff_Scott. Scott, I want to talk about Tracy Walker because, you know, you were part of the draft shows out there at the Lions facility in Allen Park, and I hope you remember this. You and I joked that when the Lions brought players out there, it was always, okay, he hasn't hit the big time yet, but we're expecting things of this guy. They were always kind of, you know, featuring guys that they expected to take a big role. And what a roller coaster the last couple of years has been for Tracy. He was a guy that was expected to fill a big role. Then he took a big step back. Then he took a big step back in the right direction last year. And in my mind, totally deserved to be re-upped by this team.
Without a doubt. And I think you can look at the big step back that he took and look at the people running the show and kind of correlate them together.
Sure.
If that makes sense. I'm not sure that Matt Patricia, Bob Quinn, those guys really put anybody on that team in a real good position to succeed. And then you look at, you know, the players that they let walk out the door, Quandre Diggs, Darius Slay, you know, those guys are still good players. So asking Walker to kind of fill huge holes in the back end of that defense as a young player is likely asking a little too much out of him. I do think that he did take significant steps forward this year, and I find it. I mean, it's good for him. They're committing to him, and they gave him a. You know, I wouldn't say they overpaid for him at all. If you look at what the safety market is, but the Lions like to use three safeties. I think there are players that are still available that could help them and could be very intriguing signings. But yeah, I mean, Walker's deserving of what he got paid and the term they gave him. You know, they're going to play him high. They're going to play him. You know, he's going to be sort of your coverage safety. If we look at trend, how, you know, NFL trends goes, we're seeing almost two high safeties come back into vogue. Like, that's how teams are defending the Chiefs, is forcing them to be patient and throw underneath by rolling high coverage. So, you know, looking at that and thinking about this draft and, you know, what's available, Tracy Walker was almost a must. You needed to bring him back. I would have loved Marcus Williams to come here because both those guys can cover tons of ground. You know, it just seems like the Lions wanted to sign their guy, and I get it. And I think it makes a ton of sense. It's just there is a need at the safety position and maybe a need for more than one. And good news is that the safety class is relatively loaded in the range where they'll be drafting in, say, pick 32, 34.
I love it. That's important, and that could be a conversation between you and Sean as when we come back from break, which I'm going to step out because I'm going to watch the smash hit Joel Bateman over from Australia
fight. Enjoy yourself.
For the world death match. What's that?
Enjoy yourself.
I will, but thank you, buddy, as always. We'll catch
anytime.
Up. And you know what? Appreciate everything you said, and it's interesting, like you said, where do you start? And I appreciate you filling us in here. So, Sean, you have the helm, my friend. But thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'm going in. Going
we'll
to watch
continue
my buddy.
The conversation with Scott Bischoff, leading you up to Spartan basketball coming up at 8:30 here on 760 WJR. Well, about 10 minutes away from Spartan basketball here, game one for the Spartans of the 2022 tournament. So we'll see how they fare against Davidson. But in the meantime, talking some NFL draft with my buddy. My goodness, Scott, we've been doing this for about 20 years, whether it be fantasy football or draft, whatever the case may be. I have no idea why you continue to chat with me, but I appreciate it greatly, my friend.
Boy, that's a long time, man. This is we're getting old. It's crazy.
Amen to that. Hey, one of the things you and I talk about every single year, and we made a point to remember it for this year. Remember what everybody was saying a year ago at this time? Next year is such a bad quarterback class. I don't know how many guys are going to go in the first round. You might get one. You might get two. And you and I are broken records. Every single year we say somebody is going to reveal themselves and somebody is going to go higher than they really should. I mean, Scott, as we sit here today, 41 days away from the draft, not that I'm counting, we could see, what, five quarterbacks go in the first round?
In this class?
Yes.
I don't,
looks
you know,
like, look,
I don't.
Malik, Pickett, Mississippi, North Carolina, Cincinnati, maybe. Is that fair?
Yes. So this is a bad, bad class at the top. It just, there are, you know, there are multiple people that I talk to. It's just, this is, they talk about this class, especially, now we're talking top 10.
Sure.
This is one of the worst draft classes in recent memory. It's not a great draft class to have picks in the top 10. It just isn't. And from that perspective, if you're going to take all these picks, realistically speaking, are, you know, they're kind of swings at the fence, kind of. You know what I mean? There are no guarantees in the draft. And if you don't love your position in the draft and you don't absolutely love players that are falling to you, taking a swing at the quarterback position does make some sense in this particular class. It does. Now, I think Malik Willis has extended himself where he is far and away the most intriguing long-term prospect. And he's playing a touch of a game with his weight and his speed right now. I'm going to mention a name, and I know people are going to be—they're going to shake their head at this. But we really need to be thinking about him like a modern version of Michael Vick. We really do. Michael Vick was never a real super accurate passer; he just never was. But he was an incredible athlete. He did shocking things with his feet and the way he moved. And you know, Michael Vick was a 210-pound guy who ran 4.34. Malik Willis has ran 4.38 at 210 pounds at Auburn. This is 2 years ago. So, I mean, we're not talking about a player who's far off from Michael Vick. And I know that's high praise, but as an athlete from an arm strength perspective, Malik Willis is today's version of Michael Vick. And I would just ask people to think about today's NFL and what a guy like Michael Vick could do. Right? Like, and again, you got to develop him. He's got to improve as a player, but I think he can. The other guys are interesting. You know, Matt Corral is an interesting player. Kenny Pickett, you know, to me, the hand size thing is a big deal. It really is. This is a guy who's got, I want to say, 26 fumbles in his time at Pittsburgh. And, you know, there are lots of guys fumble, but, you know, that's a lot. And the small hands, that's a problem. You know, I'm not sure where he ends up in this class. Desmond Ridder is intriguing. The Cincinnati kid, shouldn't say kid, the Cincinnati quarterback, he's intriguing. He's very athletic. He doesn't use his athleticism, though. So you can't, you know, there's not a lot of times on film where you can see him, you know, running away from defenders. It's not what he likes to do. I do think that he's a hard worker from what I understand. He's a guy who's always working on his game. I just think that the ceiling for him is a little bit lower than it is for some of the other quarterbacks because he's kind of maxed out as a player, and I don't know if he's as accurate as you really would like them to be. I'm sure I'm missing, you know, one or two, but, you know, it's a good point. We always – the quarterback love is real. I mean, look at the free agent stuff that's happening right now. Players like Baker Mayfield are being kind of tossed aside because – there's an understanding that if you don't have really good high-level quarterback play, it doesn't really matter what you have. Think about, Sean, how good is the Browns team? I mean, overall, that's a really good team, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Are they good enough to win without having a guy like Deshaun Watson as their quarterback? No, they're not.
Nope.
So there's a little bit of a back and forth that you can go with these things, but you really need a guy who can do rare things at the quarterback position if you want to win Super Bowls. You just do.
Scott is, you know, normally at this point in time, we would have something closely resembling a consensus at number one. Are we anywhere near that yet? Because I keep hearing the same two, three names. Are you hearing any differently? Has somebody kind of separated themselves from the pack and, no, this is where Jacksonville's going to go?
So I think right now there is a lot of desire to place Aiden Hutchinson in the Jaguars camp, and I understand why. I still think that it would be a little bit I think it's a little bit unrealistic to look at what they have at the tackle position. They have Cam Robinson, who they offered the one-year extension. They signed him to his fifth-year extension last year, and they offered him another one-year extension. He has not signed it yet. I don't know if they're anticipating signing him to a bigger extension post-free agency. But the fact of the matter is, their starting left tackle is they've got a 1 year offer to him for about $14 or $15 million. The right tackle position is played by Juwan Taylor, who's entering the last year of his rookie deal, and then behind them is Walker Little. They drafted him in round two last year out of Stanford. He played one game in 2019, tore his ACL, opted out of 2020. So this is a guy who just hasn't played much, and that's it. That's what they have in their tackle room. Now, you've made all these free agent moves. You signed, you know, Brandon Scherff. You brought in Christian Kirk. You brought in some of the tight ends. Lots of skill position guys. And then, to me, it doesn't make sense that you're going to do all those things and then leave the tackle position unaddressed. I'm not sure I buy it totally. Now, if they jump into the Terron Armstead sweepstakes and they sign him in free agency, or if they do sign Cam Robinson a little longer term, then yeah, I could see Hutchinson being the pick. But right now, I think it's between Evan Neal and Aiden Hutchinson at one. And I would say, you know, it's maybe 50-50. I could see it going either way. I think the smarter, safer play is to take tackle and really bolster that offensive line to make your quarterback work.
Mm. I wouldn't mind at all, Scott, if I may get on a soapbox for a little bit. I wouldn't mind at all if Thibodeau fell to the Lions at two. I wouldn't mind that one iota, my friend.
I wouldn't either. I seem to be on an apparently you and I are on an island there with him.
I did not know that. For real, I did not know that you felt that way too.
Yeah, I do. I think his character is being kind of he's being held to an account that others are not. I wish it were not the case, but he is. He didn't run the agilities at the combine, and people lose their minds over it. But he's the only one of those edge guys who benched. The entire running back group bailed on the agilities because they didn't want to do them, and everybody was okay with it. But nobody likes it when Thibodeau does it. There's other factors. There's other things. He is a very smart guy. He is very prepared when it comes to being interviewed. He does have answers for just about every question he's asked. And I think that that turns people off, I guess, is the way I would describe it. People have told me that he feels like he's already made it, kind of thing. So that's kind of where it is with him. Yeah.
Scott, you're the best. Let's do this again real soon, okay, my friend?
Anytime.
Make sure you follow him. He's all over the place. You follow him first and foremost on Twitter, @Bischoff_Scott. Have a great weekend, my friend. Scott Bischoff, we appreciate him as always. Appreciate Eric Dortch, Brandon Blake, and, of course, Darren McCarty. Until next week, I'm Sean Belegian saying go green. Spartan basketball next.